Good morning. This is Dr. Paige Barden with a tip from the top on teeth. Today we're going to talk about Porphyromonas gingivalis and its relationship between periodontal disease and systemic disease. This happens to be a very nasty bug which resides in the mouth and is one of the harbingers of periodontal disease and also has been well implicated in systemic diseases such as heart attacks, strokes, Alzheimer's, etc. But today we're going to begin an insightful journey into the world of the Porphyromonas gingivalis and its connection to both periodontal disease and systemic diseases. We'll shed light on the interplay between the oral health and the overall well-being. Picture this, an innocuous mouth harboring a sinister intruder. Porphyromonas gingivalis is a gram-negative anaerobic bacteria, which means they will live in an area with little to no oxygen, and it stealthily infiltrates the oral cavity. In doing so, it will trigger a cascade of destructive events. Let's go a little bit further. Once upon a time in the depths of the oral microbiome, the Porphyromonas gingivalis will thrive alongside numerous organisms in a quest for dominance. It is cunning, and it has the ability to form biofilms on the tooth surfaces and within the pockets, which serve as fortresses against elimination. Unknown to the host, the stealthy invader initiates an inflammatory response, laying the foundations for periodontal disease. The battle between the immune system and Porphyromonas gingivalis becomes a grueling slowdown, and it results in the release of many inflammatory mediators. We call these cytokines and prostaglandins. These serve to tear down the tissue and to implement the white blood cells coming into the area, which will basically explode and release all sorts of chemical irritants, of which cytokines and prostaglandins are included. This chronic inflammatory burden infused by Porphyromonas gingivalis again promotes tissue destruction, leading to the recession of the gum tissue, attachment loss, and bone resorption, which all are characteristics of periodontal disease. Now, let's talk about the link between periodontal disease and systemic ailments. As an unsuspected culprit, Porphyromonas gingivalis actively participates in systemic disease through various mechanisms. Firstly, Porphyromonas gingivalis is cunning in that it has been implicated in cardiovascular disease. Researchers have unveiled a potential pathway by which this bug aggravates the plaques and an inflammatory arterial condition. By inducing the destruction of the cells and promoting the accumulation of the platelets within the arteries, and this will lead to a general increase in plaque formation and the resultant atheromas or clots within the arteries to cause problems. Moreover, Porphyromonas gingivalis does not stop there. It sets its sights on the delicate balance of the pancreas and diabetic control in people who have diabetes. P. gingivalis will actively contribute to insulin resistance, which impairs the use of glucose within the body and escalates the risk of uncontrolled blood sugar levels. By perpetuating a state of chronic inflammation and glycemic dysregulation, Porphyromonas gingivalis intimately engages periodontal disease and diabetes, forming a vicious cycle. Furthermore, the connection between P. gingivalis and respiratory diseases are also well known. P. gingivalis will enter the respiratory tract of the lungs via the salivary droplets. This will trigger a host of complications. In individuals with pre-existing chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or pneumonia, Porphyromonas gingivalis poses a heightened risk, often exaggerating the inflammation and accelerating the progression of these respiratory ailments and sometimes leading to death. In summation, Porphyromonas gingivalis has been showcased as a multifaceted villain. It ensures that the consequences of its actions contribute to periodontal disease and are even felt further beyond the confines of the oral cavity. We now know that Porphyromonas gingivalis. We now know that Porphyromonas gingivalis is a contributor to many of the major diseases, such as heart attack, strokes, and also implicated in the severity of diabetes. Once in the mouth, it has the ability to travel throughout the body. Therefore, it is most important to be able to eradicate this bug from the mouth as best as possible. This involves having good thorough periodontal examinations and asking your dentist if they would not mind taking a salivary sample and testing for this bug. A healthy mouth will lead to a healthy body. Once again, this is Dr. Paige Barden with a tip from the top on teeth.